Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Jorge, J-O-R-G-E, Manzur, M-A-N-Z-U-R. As per the record supplied, Mr. Manzur was seen at the emergency room on 9/21/22, period. I don't think that went through. On 9/21/22, Jorge Manzur was seen at the emergency room complaining of a left thumb injury that got crushed while at work under a steel pipe. Period. He had minimal bleeding, and his last tetanus was unknown. Period. He was examined and diagnosed with an open fracture, for which a trauma specialist consultation was requested. Period. He was also admitted to the hospital. Period. New paragraph. The next documentation provided is a progress note from Dr. Montgomery, dated 10/27/22. Period. He noted the course of the mechanism of injury to date, mechanism of injury and course of treatment to date. Period. He denied any after the emergency room. He had initial x-rays taken, but does not seem to have had any interim treatment. Period. Exam of the thumb found 30 degrees of interphalangeal flexion with limitations secondary to swelling. Period. He demonstrated approximately 60 degrees of wrist dorsiflexion and 50 degrees of palmar flexion at the wrist. Period. There was no pain with radial or ulnar deviation. Period. Grip strength was not tested due to the acute nature of his injury. Period. No tenderness was noted over the carpus or wrist. Period. He had some paresthesias and hypersensitivity at the distal thumb. Period. X-rays demonstrated a distal phalanx fracture of the left thumb, healed at the base with evidence of healing distally. Period. Dr. Montgomery rendered a diagnosis of left thumb distal phalanx fracture, status post-crusher injury at work. Period. They discussed treatment options, and Dr. Montgomery was optimistic his fracture would continue to resolve with conservative management. Period. He continued to be seen by Dr. Montgomery over the next few months. Period. On 12/8/22, he performed repeat x-rays that showed a healing distal phalanx fracture of the left thumb. Period. Interphalangeal joint flexion was 50 degrees. Period. There was 60 degrees of wrist dorsiflexion and 50 degrees of palmar flexion. Period. New nail growth was visualized. Period. There was no bony deformity or gross atrophy. Period. It was noted they had removed the ongoing care was rendered through 2/27/23. Period. He reported the nail continued to grow and he was doing well, but he was compliant with home exercises. Period. There was no description as to his functionality, meaning whether he was working. Period. Exam of the left thumb was the same as noted at the previous visit. Period. Dr. Montgomery reviewed new nail growth, and it is growing well at that time. Perry also discussed nail care and when the appropriate time to cut his nail would be, which is once the nail grows out fully. Perry continued to do well with regard to range of motion. Perry could follow up on an as-needed basis, and he was cleared for full duty at maximum medical improvement. Perry's findings and conclusions. On 9/21/22, Jorge Manzer's left thumb was crushed by heavy steel while at work. Perry was seen at the emergency room this same day, where he was described as having an open fracture. Perry, the specific x-ray study was not listed. Period. The plan was for him to be admitted to the hospital, but this evidently did not occur. Period. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Montgomery on 10/27/22. Period. He rendered further conservative care to Mr. Manzor's left thumb. Period. X-rays showed healing of his fracture. Period. He did a home exercise program. Period. At the time of discharge, his range of motion was thought to be good, and he was cleared for full duty. Period. New paragraph. This case will be rated for the diagnosis of a fracture of the left thumb distal phalanx, healed without any complications. Period. Physical exam is benign with full range of motion. Period. Clinical studies were used to place him in the original class, so will not be repeated here. Period. His functional history goes back to zero since he was able to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. And that is the end.